You don't know me.
A confession I can't take back.
I am
the Masked Speaker.
Text into 78592 says, sometimes I'll do it with my husband just because I know he'll get me a cup of tea afterwards.
How classy are you guys? Wow. You're drinking tea afterwards.
Wow. What does your husband bring you afterwards, Brooke?
Oh, scones.
He's like, here's some beef jerky.
Yeah, a bowl of beans. If you have a confession that you need to get off your chest that will make us question why people get married, you can do it here anonymously on the Masked Speaker. And one of our listeners is ready with a story for us. She's chosen to go by the fake name Dana. So, Dana, welcome to the show.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, Dana.
Hey.
How are you doing today?
Good. I gotta tell somebody this story, and I need somebody to believe me.
Oh.
Nobody believes me.
Oh, what? That's interesting.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. The voice changer is on. You're now the Masked Speaker. Whenever you're ready, Dana, go ahead.
All right. So this was about 4 years ago. I was on a road trip with my boyfriend. We were in northern Canada. And
oh, wow. Sounds dreamy.
Yeah, I love that.
So beautiful. Anyway, we're driving down this two-lane road.
Uh-huh.
And there is this red van out of nowhere speeds up behind us and flies around us.
Whoa.
And when they flew by us, we were coming around the bend. So when we came around the bend, the red van was just gone. And there was nowhere to turn off. It's just a long, straight road after that. So we couldn't figure out how this red van just disappeared around that bend.
Oh, that's freaky.
And so you guys were sober, right? I mean, you're driving, so I'm hoping so, but I just wanted to make sure.
They are in the woods of northern Canada. Yeah. It's like, whoa, these shrooms are kicking in.
Yeah.
Did you see that red van?
We were sober.
Okay. It's a valid question.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So we were driving, I guess, about another hour, and there's no signs. There's no speed limit signs. There were no road signs of any kind.
This is a good petition to the government. Get your signs right. You don't know where we're going.
It was so bizarre. So then, of course, we look at our GPS that we've had on the whole time.
Uh-huh.
And we noticed it hasn't moved at all in an hour. And
okay. So it sounds like you're freaking out, but I mean, it could just be like you're
in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Like your cell phone isn't working right.
But in an hour?
Right. Like, we were just like panicked a little bit, but it was a whole hour and nothing. Like,
yeah, totally for like 5 minutes, but for a whole hour, not to budge at all.
Do you want to pitch what cell phone service you use right now to the public?
So we just keep driving. We had really no other option. I mean, what are we supposed to do? We had to get our destination. So. Mm-hmm. We were driving another hour, and I'm like, babe, the sun is supposed to be setting, and it's not setting. Like, the sun hasn't moved from the same spot in the sky, and I know this sounds crazy, but I feel like I've seen the same group of trees over and over, and
what?
It's just,
you're, like, stuck in the twilight zone?
Nothing had changed.
Yeah, like caught in a glitch in the Matrix, and you're on repeat.
I feel like a lot of people in Canada, though, feel that way at some points in their life. They're like, why is the sun not moving? Why all the trees look the same?
I don't know about the sun. I mean, I could see the trees looking the same.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up in, like, a mountainous region, and it's pine tree after pine tree. But, like, the sun thing is weird.
Mm. It just didn't move. So then we're both kind of panicking at this point.
Oh, you're freaking out. Like, you both are like, what the hell's going on?
What the hell?
Yeah, I'm kind of getting unnerved. Hearing this.
I mean, you are right. I don't believe you, but keep going.
For real.
This is like outlandish.
I mean, it gets crazier because as he speeds up, I mean, he's like pushing down on the gas pedal. The sun starts setting with his speed.
Oh my gosh.
In like 2 minutes, I'd say. Not even. We're in total darkness.
What?
It's kind of like the sunset.
Is that why the other van was speeding up? Because they were going through the same thing, and they're just like, speed up, what's going on, or something?
Speaking enough, when we're in this darkness, out of nowhere, here comes headlights flying up behind us, and it is the red van.
No way.
What?
I just got chills.
And as they're passing us, the driver looks over at both of us and has yellow glowing eyes, and then speeds up.
No way.
And then we didn't see him again.
Oh.
We finally get to our destination. And of course, nobody believes us. And then all of a sudden, my boyfriend says, I don't really remember some of these details. Maybe you were dreaming.
No.
I know that I wasn't asleep.
What?
Oh my God.
I would feel so crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like, it'd be like you're experiencing something, you're with your boyfriend, and then all of a sudden he's like, nah, I didn't see that.
It just doesn't make sense.
You guys believe me, right?
I don't know.
I mean, I think that our brains are really limited on what we can actually comprehend.
My brain is extremely limited. I agree with that.
And I think that crazy stuff like that happens.
Like you just live in a loop for like several hours on end.
I mean, there's like the multiverse that it could be.
It's like Marvel.
Crazy.
Yeah. 4 years I've been dealing with this.
All right, Dana. Well, the voice changer is on. You are now the mass speaker whenever you're ready. Go ahead.
Start your story.
That freaked me out. Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Like,
I'm just kidding.
Did I just experience it with her?
Yeah, no.
I did it again.
Oh.
That is real freaky. But text in to 78592. Do you believe Dana? And if you have a confession that you've been holding on to, we can hide your identity, mask your voice, and make you the next mass speaker. Phone taps coming up next. Let's rage.